Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Good morning and welcome to the programme today. Why has the Housing for All plan been delayed? Minister Dara O'Brien will explain. Ireland international football manager Stephen Kenny will join us shortly too. The Irish woman who fell in love with Japan takes us on a culinary tour in our new series on food from around the world. We speak to the researcher who hopes a recent discovery will lead to a breakthrough in cancer treatment for children. And we take a look back at the stories of the week with our Friday gathering later on. Text us this morning, 51551. Email todaycb@rte.ie or on Twitter, we're at Today with Claire. The government's much-awaited housing plan, which had been due to be published next week, is to be delayed by about another 4 weeks. The Housing for All programme is expected to set out the state's housing policy and plans until 2030. Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien joins me on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened?
Well, we're nearly there. It's a very comprehensive plan, Claire. It's a, as you've rightly said, it's a plan going right to 2030. It's fully funded to resolve housing and to really make progress.
We know what it's for, but why is it delayed?
Well, it's not delayed as such, Claire. We're nearly completed with the plan. It's a cross-government plan. To resolve housing requires all the arms of government operating at one, and we've consulted right across government with this. We've the funding agreed for the plan. There are some elements that remain to be completed, a small few, but we're nearly there with it, and it's important we get the plan right and that we publish the best plan for our people to be able to show a way forward as to how we can continue to build on the progress that we've made
At least one of your colleagues, though, doesn't see this as being a simple matter. But Fianna Fáil TD for Dunleary, Cormac Devlin, posting on Twitter saying it's frustrating to see our Housing for All plan delayed again. Those delaying the plan won't be thanked by people waiting to buy affordable homes or access cost rental schemes. Who's delaying the plan?
No, to be fair, and I've spoken to Cormac since, there's no one delaying the plan. This is a really important piece of work. And I think most people will understand, and your listeners will, is that for the sake of a few weeks, to get the best plan that we can put together, that's fully costed, by the way, right between now and 2025 and on to 2030, that will show us a pathway forward, how we can deliver affordable homes, as Cormac has said, for the many thousands of people who've been locked out of the housing market, how we can deliver affordable rent. And we've already made quite significant progress in that space over the last 12 months. We've seen homelessness reduced by, for child and family homelessness reduced by nearly a half in 12 months. So real progress is being made. We've actually had a very good engagement right across all the government departments with all my colleagues at Cabinet across the three parties.
So Cormac and Devlin got it wrong then when he said that there were people delaying the plan.
Cormac is someone who is very passionate about housing, as all my colleagues are in Fianna Fáil. Cormac and Paul McAuliffe and Mary Fitzpatrick and all my colleagues, and they want to see progress, and they've been part of the progress that we've made already. Cormac and others will understand that to get the best plan we can put together requires time, and we're nearly there with it.
We're literally,
Claire, just to say, we're literally a matter of a few weeks away from publishing a very detailed, comprehensive action plan, and not just a document. This is a pathway forward for home ownership, to reducing and eradicating homelessness, to increasing our social housing stock to the levels that we need. And it's the first time, actually, the most comprehensive housing plan that has been done in decades. Mm-hmm. And that does take a bit of time and effort, and we're working our way through, and we'll be working our way through August to get it completed.
It's interesting that you said that all of your colleagues in Fianna Fáil are passionate about housing. The Daily Mail says today it's understood, and this is not the first time that this has been said, that there have been arguments amongst Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael ministers about the amount of money allocated to the scheme.
That's actually not true at all. And I would just want to completely reject that, because we've agreed the funding already. The funding for the plan is agreed and that is lockdown. So that is just absolutely incorrect. Okay. And I want to reject that completely.
Ono Brin, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, says for all their faults, at least Fine Gael had a housing plan published within 100 days of taking office. At this stage, it appears that the plan is being held up further by further wrangling between the coalition partners on the budget allocation.
That's kind of predictable from Owen, and I'd kind of expect no less, really. I'm not overly concerned with what Owen says. What I'm actually concerned about is the couples, the individuals, the families out there who want to own homes at an affordable rate, the people who are waiting on our social housing list, who want to see an increase in social housing provision. Mm-hmm. In the last 12 months, I think most independent observers will agree that I've been good to my word. I've published and passed 9 very significant pieces of legislation to strengthen tenants' rights, to link rent to inflation, a major, major change there. The affordable housing legislation, the most comprehensive piece of affordable housing legislation ever, that Owen and his colleagues ended up supporting after criticising it for the last 8-9 months, and the Land Development Agency Bill, which means that we're going to be able to build on idle state-owned land that all over the country to provide houses for our people. So we've actually been doing stuff rather than just talking about it. So my concern is the people out there who want homes, and that's why this plan is going to be so crucially important.
Does it sting, though, that he makes that point? And he's right, Fine Gael had a housing plan published within 100 days of taking office.
Well, I think plans are plans, Claire, to be fair, right? It's what you do with them, right? The plan that Housing for All plan is fully costed, but most importantly, fully funded, with very specific action points right across the housing spectrum, from the areas of homelessness to social housing to affordable housing, right the way through future investment. So it will give an absolute stability, one, to the sector, that it's really clear that of what the state is investing between now and the end of 2025 and onwards up to 2030. Mm-hmm. That's what's needed. Stability is needed to be able to build on the progress we've made over the last 12 months. And if you look at the housing figures just over the last 2 months, you'll see that real momentum is building up in that sector. Okay. But we need to bring affordability back, and we need to put home ownership back at the centre of our solutions to housing, and that's what I'm doing.
And as you have said, and the Taoiseach has said on numerous occasions, housing is the number one priority for this government. And yet you're sending your colleagues back to their constituencies for their summer break without this plan ready, signed off, to tell the people who voted for them what's happening next.
Well, to be very fair, my colleagues have all been involved in putting this plan together. And my colleagues are well aware of the progress that we've been making and will be well aware of many aspects of it. And we're going to continue working through August, as most TDs and senators, in fairness, do, Claire. I think this idea that people move off for the month of August and don't do anything isn't correct in most instances. So we'll be continuing to engage. And I actually am really looking forward and quite excited about this plan. It is very positive. It's real. And it will work. And that's what people want to see. So for the sake of a couple of weeks and to take, some predictable criticism that has been levelled, it's fine. And I'm more than happy to take that, as long as what we're doing on housing works. And already in the last 12 months, what we've been doing is really starting to work.
All right. And I just want to get a sense of where you're, how far along the line you are with this. Like, has it been signed off by Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan?
The plan itself, all the three party leaders have been involved in putting this plan together with me, with the housing subcommittee of cabinet, along with Minister Michael McGrath and Minister Pascal Donoghue. So we've been working on this for the last number of months. So everyone's been brought along with this. They're fully supportive of it. As you rightly said, the Taoiseach, time and time again, and he's 100% right, and for this government, housing is our absolute number one priority.
I'm trying to find out why it's not ready.
Well, Claire, if and when you see the plan, which you will very, very shortly, it's very comprehensive. It covers all government departments.
But you expected it to be ready this month,
it's not. I'm the one who's putting the plan together, okay? And you need to set targets to make sure the work is done, and most of that work is done. And most people will understand, and I think, to be fair, they will, is that to get the best plan possible between now and 2030, Claire, like we're talking about the next 8-9 years of a pathway forward as to how we're going to resolve housing, for the sake of a couple of weeks, and most of the plan is done.
Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been signed off by the leaders of the three parties.
The party leaders are in agreement with everything we've done heretofore. What happens procedurally is any plan like this will again be brought to cabinet to be signed off, and it will be signed off. And they're fully in agreement with it. And this plan, by the way, encompasses the programme for government commitments that have already been agreed by the three parties. Many of those programme for government commitments that were already implementing in, and have implemented in the last 12 months, okay. like the changes that we've made, really significant changes about protecting tenants and renters, about linking rents now to inflation, which is a major, major change, and about actually publishing for the first time ever, a national of cost rental scheme across the country and an affordable purchase scheme to give hope to those people who've been locked out of the market.
There are reports in the Examiner this morning that concerns have been raised over the ambition of the targets contained in the plan, fears apparently that they may not be achievable in the timelines that are set out. Is that the reason why it's been delayed?
No, and you've mentioned two different articles, and I understand journalists will write and they will report, and I respect that completely.
Journalists have sources in government, as
well,
you know.
Well, fine. Well, I'm telling you that, yes, the plan is ambitious. Absolutely it's ambitious, because we need to be ambitious for our country. We need to be ambitious, but also realistic if we're going to resolve this housing crisis, which we're doing already and which we're making progress. There has been no concern around the targets within it. And I'll be publishing those targets, and they'll be very clear year on year. But more importantly than targets, we're going to show how this is going to be paid for. It's backed by funding. For the first time, a multi-annual housing plan that's been agreed already. The funding has been agreed. That's so significant. And there are certain elements of the plan, a small part, around 5%, that still needs to be worked through. And we're doing that. And that will be worked through over the coming weeks, which I'll be working on. And we will publish the plan. But more importantly, we'll work through it and we'll implement it. And I think, you know, I've been good to my word so far. In the elements that I said it would tackle over the last 12 months, I've done it. I said it would bring forward affordable legislation and bring a scheme forward for those thousands of people who feel that they've been locked out of home ownership. I've done that. Mm-hmm. I've brought in cost rental where we've tenants already.
And you mentioned those things.
It's important, though, that we do what we say we're going to do, and that's important.
Is Fine Gael pushing back against you on this?
No. Absolutely not.
Because it was said, wasn't it, at one of the cabinet meetings that there are 15 other departments. It's not all about housing.
Sorry, but there are 15 other departments. There are many departments. There are many challenges that the state faces, not just in housing, in health, in enterprise, in jobs, in getting our people back to work post the pandemic, in keeping our people safe. You know, we don't just focus on one thing, but we've been very clear, both the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the Minister Ryan and myself, is that our number one priority for the government is housing. And all of my colleagues, both in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and in the Green Party, have been fully supportive. And if you've seen what we've done already...
Yeah, no, and you've mentioned that. Are you frustrated, though, that the plan won't happen in July as you had promised
not
and expected?
All. No, not at all, Claire. And genuinely, I'm not. Because if I look what we've done in the 12 months, that's important. So we've already seen progress. Secondly, I'm very happy and I'm excited about the plan. More importantly, it's implementable, it's realistic, and yes, it is ambitious. And for the sake of a couple of weeks to get a plan right and a plan published that's going to endure between now and 2030, that's the most important thing.
Right. I want to move on to two other matters now. News just announced this morning that an agreement has been reached between Permanent TSB, Ulster Bank and its parent company, NatWest. So what could happen is we could see the sale of parts of Ulster Bank's business here. And the question is, what does it mean for mortgage holders?
Well, mortgage holders will be fully protected. I think firstly, could I welcome the news because it's important twofold. One, it gives certainty to customers, but for the 400 to 500 staff across those 25 branches, it also means, hopefully, that their jobs will be saved and retained. I think for PTSB as well, that the fact that NatWest will be taking on or about a 20% stake in the bank as well is a very positive sign too. For mortgage holders, there need be no concern. You know, the central bank and the financial services regulator looks after that aspect of it, so there should be no concern for mortgage holders. I think what's important is that it will provide much needed stability within our banking sector, which has shrunk over the years, and we're all acutely aware of that now, that unfortunately, you know, we're effectively left with three banks here. But the good news is that NatWest now become part of PTSB by way of their investment. That will secure the 400 to 500 jobs at least that's there. Mm-hmm. It does require the transfer of about just short of €8 billion worth of loans. But in general, from where it was a very bad place just a few months ago, I think this is much better news for the financial services sector, for workers and for customers indeed.
And on indoor hospitality, are restaurants and bars right across the country still waiting for guidance? They're expected to be published, are they, this afternoon?
Yes. The Attorney General is meeting with stakeholders, with Fáilte Ireland as well, and with department officials, and a lot of work has happened, if you look only a few short weeks ago when we were charged with the job as a government of bringing a system forward that would enable the opening of indoor dining and indoor hospitality. And, you know, there were some who thought this could not be done. It will be done. Indoor hospitality will be open on the 26th. I think the Restaurants Association, the LVA and others have been heavily involved with Folger Ireland and our stakeholders in getting this right.
So those it's very tough, isn't it? It's very tough for those business owners to try and be ready for Monday when they don't have guidelines at 10 on a Friday morning.
Well, to be fair, Claire, it's been a very tough 15, 16 months for many of these business owners, and government have supported them right the way through, both financially through subsidies, through the employment wage support that we brought forward, through waiving of rates and that. To be fair, I listened to Adrian Cummins earlier on this morning on Morning Ireland. He has been someone who hasn't been behind the door in speaking his mind. He's been very positive about what we're doing here. This is a good step forward. And I think businesses have shown how adaptable they are, how resilient they are. And actually, to be fair, I think that, you know, working through this today to ensure that we're back open on the 26th, businesses understand that. And also, if we look at what we've done on the aviation sector, that from the 19th, we have now started to open up for international travel, really important for the tens of thousands of workers in that sector too. And we've been successful in doing it.
Well, yeah, and we see the 800...
Many others were questioning whether we could do it or not.
800 cases of Delta related to foreign travel since that happened. Philip Nolan this morning on Morning Ireland, I'm sure you heard him too, saying that children and adolescents should be treated differently because teenagers are at risk of spreading the virus. And we know that they will be allowed into indoor hospitality if they're with their vaccinated parents. Did you support Stephen Donnelly when he raised his concerns about this at Cabinet?
Sorry, the Cabinet made a decision. The decision's very clear what we're doing next week. I think I listened to Philip Nolan as well. I respect him greatly. Let's look at where we are even on vaccinations. Like the vaccination program, the reason we're able to do this is because the program has been so successful and has ramped up so significantly with well over 5 million doses administered, two-thirds of adults fully vaccinated. Go back a few short months when we people even questioning whether this would be done. Very cynical at the very start of this process. Our vaccination program has worked. Our reopening plan has worked. We've been cautious. We criticism levelled at us from the opposition who wanted things open and closed, who wanted air routes shut down.
Okay, but to go back to the question, Stephen Donnelly wanted only the under-12s, who are obviously unvaccinated, to be allowed
Cabinet
in.
Made a decision, Claire.
Yeah, what did you think about
that? I'm a member of Cabinet, and Cabinet made a collective decision that I fully support. And we're doing the right thing next week. We're doing the right thing for tens of thousands of workers. We're doing the right thing by, again, cautiously reopening a sector of our society and our economy really, really important. Okay. And I fully support it without equivocation.
Minister Dara O'Brien, thank you for joining us
on
the programme. Ireland International Football Manager Stephen Kenny will join me in studio next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.